Perek Gimel Mishnachet. Omer Adam L'Chavero, if a person says to his friend, this is a case where a person comes to a storekeeper, and it's somebody that the storekeeper would trust that he would pay him after Yom Tov, and he says, Malei li chlizeh, fill me up this vessel, avalo b'mida, but not with a measure, meaning he doesn't mention. There are two ways actually to explain this. Either it means that he doesn't mention the specific measure that the kli is used for, or according to Rav Mavar Tanura, it's not a kli that's specified specifically for use for measuring. It's one that can be used for that purpose, but it hasn't been set aside for that use. Then one can do it as long as one doesn't mention the specific measure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya kli shamida, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it is a measuring vessel, either a kli that's used for mida, or even a kli that can be used for mida, any type of usage of that kli, lo yimalenu, then one cannot fill it up, even if one doesn't actually mention the specific measure that's being used in filling up that kli. Ma'aseh ba'Abishal, there's a story, there's an instance with regard to Abishal ben Batnit, Shahaya Mamale Midota Me'erev Yom Tov, that he filled up his measures even from before Yom Tov, and he gave them to the people, his customers, on Yom Tov. So it would appear initially from the story that Abishal would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and he would have sort of pre-measured or pre-set aside this food for selling on Yom Tov, because he would agree that one can't fill up these measuring containers on Yom Tov themselves, or these containers even that sort of could potentially be used for measuring. However, Abishal Omer, Abishal said himself, Afamoid Osokain, he would even do this during Chol HaMoed, Bnei Brurei Midot. And the reason why he would do that is because he would do it for the correctness, to make sure that he has the correct measures. So what would happen is actually Abishal would want to spend more time in the Beit Midrash learning, and therefore he would spend his nights sort of pre-measuring these items. And according to some of Harshim, basically what happened was he would want to make sure that that with regard to these items, let's say if you're using shemen oil, so shemen oil would stick to the side of a particular container, so he would turn over those containers to make sure that everything came out, so he wouldn't end up cheating the people that would buy from him. These things would essentially fill up overnight, so the people wouldn't end up being cheated by not getting the full amount of the oil. Everything would sort of come out of the container beforehand. The Chacham said, "Af b'chol osa kein." Chacham said that he would even do so during Chol, so to drain the measures. This is exactly what I was just explaining, that he wanted to make sure that he didn't end up cheating anybody, and so he wanted to make sure that everything that was being said was being sold was already put pre-put into the containers that he would be using to measure things for people. Holech Adam Eitzel Chanvani Herago Etzlo. A person may go to a shopkeeper that he normally buys from, and the chenvani, the storekeeper, would trust this person to pay after Yom Tov. Omer lo, and he says to him, "Tain li beitza ve'gozim b'minyan. Give me this number of eggs. Let's say 10 eggs, or egozim nuts, 10 nuts b'minyan." He could do it on the basis of a count. This isn't considered sort of like measuring. Because it's a normal mode of even a private person, even a person that's not purchasing anything, would set aside things in his own house using counting. And so therefore, it's not considered a kind of pre-measure or measure that would be usher to be done on Yom Tov. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, First Mishnah. Hamevi kadayai mimakom lamakom. Lo yavi'ein b'sal o b'kupa. So here we're worried about something that would seem to be done in a normal, typical way that'd be done for the weekday, sort of carrying loads from one place to another, as opposed to having the appearance of being done specifically for the Yom Tov. So if one carries pitchers of wine from one place to another, he's not supposed to put them, many, like three or four of them, in a basket or in some sort of a hamper that one put over his back. That he can carry a couple of them, for example, on his shoulder or in front of himself, because it's clear by doing so that he's carrying them specifically for the purpose of the Yom Tov and not just to sort of carry loads from one place to another like he would normally do on a weekday. And similarly, one who transports straw may not lower the hamper on his back. But he can carry it in his hand. This is obviously a smaller amount, and where it's clear that he's using it specifically for the use on the Yom Tov. We may begin using a stack of straw, even if that straw hadn't already been started or haven't already been designated from before Yom Tov. There are two ways to understand this. We had said previously that there's a machloka between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to whether things need to be set aside specifically for use on the Yom Tov from before the Yom Tov. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this wouldn't be a problem, even though it hadn't already been specifically verbally designated for this purpose. However, there are other people that understand that this is going, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because essentially, let's say this is straw that's already starting to go bad, so it's considered as if it was already, even without designating it verbally, it was already sort of set aside for purposes for use on the Yom Tov. Avalob eitzim shebemoksa. However, whether you're saying this is going according to Rabbi Shimon, or whether you're saying that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, neither of them would say, according to how you interpret the Mishnah, that one can't be use wood shebemuksa, which is translated as being in one's backyard. This wood would typically be set aside for construction purposes. It was considered very precious and expensive, and therefore it would be considered muksa machmat kisaron ki. So it would be considered muksa because of potential loss. And therefore, it's not set aside for use for fuel purposes, and therefore one can't take from them for use of fuel purposes on the Yom Tov, either according to Rabbi Shimon or according to Rabbi Yehuda.